It's a dream, this whole world. So good dream, bad dream is a dream. There's nothing substantial there. So Guru Maharaj likes to remind us, like we might see time. The moon, when the moon and the rainy season, when the moon is covered by clouds. So you see an illumined cloud, but the moon is, what's illuminating the cloud is the moon behind it. The cloud has no illumination on its own. So what is the cloud? Mind, intelligence, ego. Just like that cloud that's covering the moon, they're covering this body, the senses, the body, mind, intelligence, and ego. These layers, they're like clouds covering the soul. It's the soul that's illuminating them. So when we look at somebody, they look like they're alive. Or they look like they're thinking. Or they're doing so many things. Actually, it's the soul who's the doer in the background. So, need to go first to the soul plane. Everything else is a covering, an acquired prejudice, a misreading. Only someone who is in pure Krishna consciousness can read the environment and environmental circumstances properly. Like an instrument. We need to be recalibrated. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Vaishnav, recalibrated. Then you can begin to read properly. And on the basis of proper readings, proceed. Without being recalibrated, all the readings are false. And we're making so many important decisions about doing this, not doing that, going this way, going. The compass is off. The instrument is giving false readings. That's what ahankar does. Gives a false reading. Who I am, what is life, what are life circumstances, how I should proceed on the basis of that misconceived self and identity. Like the old Russian joke about the three crazy guys and the nut house talking to each other, and one says, God told me. And the other one goes, no, God told me just the opposite of that. And what? The third guy says, I never told either one of you either one of those things. He's crazier than the other two guys. That's what we're dealing with. People either think God told them this, or I never said that. And really, that's what's going on. So first, locate the self, locate Atma first. That's the beginning. But just to try and recondition the mundane, that's not a spiritual project. These are all mundane things. So just to recondition mind, that's not Krishna consciousness. You won't get any. That's Prakriti Sahajyaism. That's their idea. Neuro-linguistic programming for the mind, the intelligence, and all you will get is simulated, superficial, counterfeit reality. There's one gopi who's taking bale fruit. You ever seen bale fruits? They're like taking bale fruit and putting them in her like choli in her blouse, thinking that And the other going to say, oh, we should watch out for this one. She's really going to attract Krishna. I mean, this is a Rupa Goswami sloka. So she's putting bale fruit.